Good evening. My name is Joel Orion. I'm the operations manager at WVIN and WABH. Over the next six nights, we're proud to bring you a unique feature called the virtual graduation. With the class of 2020 missing such a big part of their senior year, we wanted to make sure to give this year's graduating class some special attention and the recognition they deserve. We'll be broadcasting a virtual graduation for Haverling, Hammondsport, Avoca, Prattsburg, Camp El Savona, and Bradford. Each program will feature opening remarks, speeches by the valedictorian and salutatorian, and the reading of each senior's name. We start the series off tonight with Haverling High School. This program is brought to you in part by the Serve-U Federal Credit Union, Dave's Colonial Motors, the Fagans family at Fagans Funeral Home, Joel's Auto Haven, the Village Pharmacy, Southern Tier Provisions, Van Scoter's Florist, and Snyder Wine Accounting. To begin, the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now, the superintendent of the Haverling Central School District, Mr. Joe Rumsey.
Good evening. For those of you who may not know me, my name is Joe Rumsey, and I am privileged to be the superintendent of schools here at Haverling. More important, I have had the honor of seeing your children grow up from as young as 3 years old in pre-K to the fine young men and women that sit in front of us today. Thank you for allowing me this blessing. Seniors, today's final ceremony is for you and for this community who cares about you and has enjoyed a wonderful ride watching you grow up and cheering you on in all of your school activities. You have been together for a long time, and as memories have continued over the years, we have had the blessing of not only watching you grow into young men and women, but more importantly, into role models and leaders of the future. Normally, this is where I address the graduates and reminisce about the many activities and memories made during the high school years. This is where I reflect on what the legacy of the graduating class will be. Well, this year's class has a story that no one has ever been through previously. These students went home on Friday, March 13th, excited for another weekend, not realizing that that would be their last day of attendance at Haverling. That evening, I had the surprise of hosting our county officials and 15 school superintendents from Steuben and Livingston County meeting in my office to discuss the immediate implications of the new COVID pandemic emergency. What was planned that night to be a couple weeks off to lower the student exposure of the crisis developed into a state and national pandemic emergency lasting until the end of the school year. Everyone was in shock, teachers scrambling to reach students remotely, parents trying to adjust to the whole new schedule, and students caught in the middle. The students initially thought it was a nice extended spring break. However, judging by the countless emails and conversations with teachers and counselors, it was devastating for them, and most wanted to actually return to school. Parents became first-line educators while trying to deal with their own situations, many being essential employees trying to fit so much into every day and every night. But seniors, you were the rock stars. You were missing so much. Many times rightfully angry, and yet were the first to ask, what could you do to help and respect in a respectful and selfless way? Many requests to help with the distribution of meals, offers to our community organizations to reach out for health and welfare checks on our elderly, and so much more. You completed your educational requirements, but more importantly, you became role models for the adults. Although I am sad for all you endured during the final 3 months of school, I look at all of you with much respect and need you to know that I have personally learned from you, have been inspired by you, and will never forget you. At the conclusion of every school year, at the Haverling Alumni Banquet, which was also canceled this year, there is always a wonderful time of a reflection on what it means to graduate from Haverling, with so many stories of different legacies left by various classes, as well as the success stories from so many different individuals. We often hear of the different attributes of a Haverling grad: positive work ethic, integrity, creativity, civic-mindedness, and an unparalleled pride of being from Haverling, the foundation of core values that separates Haverling from all other schools. So what will the story be for the class of 2020? What will their legacy be? This year, I would like to add the attribute of resiliency. There is a story behind every one of our graduates, whether it is overcoming hardships from childhood, selflessly volunteering for the community, or putting in countless hours in the classroom, in the athletic arena, or in the performing arts. These characteristics are what this class is about and why Haverland continues to be one of the most respected schools in the region. We all know that life is not fair and that nothing worthwhile is handed to you without much blood, sweat, tears, and now resiliency. The entire class of 2020 has lived this motto. In fact, I believe the class of 2020 exemplifies this positive attitude because their parents, this community, and our Haverland teachers have taught them that nothing worth having comes easy in life, and that the path, which may not be the easiest, is many times the right thing to do. Grads, your great attitudes and amazing individual talents have allowed you to leave many marks on our school, even during the tough times. These individual talents have collectively formed the legacy behind this class, behind you. I truly believe that the most successful kids are the busiest kids, and the majority of our kids were all extremely involved in many of our school activities and community organizations, work steady jobs, family-oriented, and so much more. This class, through student organizations like Student Council and Interact, have become one of the most community service-oriented classes in many years. And on top of that, we have accomplished athletes who will continue in college. We have some of the best musicians and vocalists in the region. We have talented artists, computer gurus, and more importantly, leaders. Some of the accomplishments of the class of 2020 are as follows. Out of 101 Regents diplomas, 34 of our seniors will receive the coveted Regents diploma with advanced designation by passing at least 8 Regents exams, and 11 of those 34 have earned the highest level diploma of Regents with advanced designation with honors, meaning over a 90 average on those 8 Regents exams. 35 seniors have earned the Career and Technical Education endorsement for excellence in a rigorous CTE certified vocational program. And I love it when our seniors graduate from high school with college credits already to their name. This year, 39 of our graduating seniors have earned college credits in multiple subjects while attending Haverland. This is a great start to their higher education without impacting their parents' wallets. Of these 39 seniors, 28 have earned enough college credits to go into college with at least one semester of coursework completed. Of these 28, 23 seniors have earned at least 20 credits. And 12 seniors have actually earned more than 30 credits and will be entering college as a sophomore, having already completed their freshman year. Of these 12 graduates, 4 grads have earned more than 40 credits, and 2 graduates have earned more than 50 credits. And for the second time in school history, Haverland has a student who has earned her associate's degree from Corning Community College at the same time as her high school diploma. Congrats to Miss Bailey Walker on this amazing accomplishment. Our graduates also played a major role in Haverland School honors and accomplishments from the year. For instance, once again, for 7 out of the 8 last school years, Haverland has earned a top U.S. News and World Report ranking among America's best high schools. Our athletic teams collectively and individually excelled on the field, such as boys soccer reaching the state championship game, and individually, Josh Miles nearly reaching the pinnacle of the state wrestling tournament. More importantly, these grads played key roles in athletics as nearly every athletic team in every season achieved New York State Scholar Athlete status, stressing the student in student athlete. And Devontae Manning was just named the GST BOCES Wildwood Campus Student of the Year. Of these graduates completing their diploma requirements, many plan to pursue high school educational endeavors and attend institutions of higher learning, such as Alfred State, BOCES, Adult Education, Cazenovia College, Chatham University, Clarkson University, Corning Community College, Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, Finger Lakes Community College, Cuca College, Lemoyne College, Mansfield College, University of Maryland, Mercyhurst University, Nazareth College, Niagara University, RIT, Roberts Wesleyan, St. John Fisher, Susquehanna, SUNY Brockport, SUNY Cortland, SUNY Environmental Science, SUNY Geneseo, SUNY Oneonta, Wells College, University of Rochester, and my alma mater, the University of Buffalo. The graduates attending these institutions of higher learning will be majoring in programs such as accounting, aeronautical engineering, auto and heavy diesel, biology, biochem, business admin, chemical engineering, childhood education, civil engineering, communications, computer science, corrections, cosmetology, criminal justice, counseling, culinary arts, education, environmental science, finance, fine arts, game design, HVAC, heavy equipment, history, homeland security, human services, interior design, marketing, nursing, photography, physical education, physical therapy, pre-med, psychology, public relations, sign language, social work, special education, sports analytics and medicine, veterinary science, and welding. Following authentic learning experiences such as BOCES Vocational School, Carpentry and Industrial Arts, and actually operating the only student-run branch of the Serve You Credit Union, and so much more, over 30 students have already lined up employment or entering the workforce ready to take on the world. And 7 of our students have finalized their commitments and have listed in the armed services to serve and protect our country, while others have indicated that it is in their future plans. A huge thank you to the following students for courageously volunteering to serve our country: Devontae Manning and Garrett Sliwa in Army, Damon Herrick and Megan White in the Navy, and Kayla Best, Tanner Crossett, and Johnny Ray in the U.S. Marine Corps. These outstanding achievements do not happen by chance. They happen when a class comes together as a second family, pushing each other, celebrating together, and plain just loving life together. I believe that the class of 2020 modeled this way of life to us daily and has been a wonderful reflection of our community. I wish all of the adult naysayers of the younger generations, I wish they could visit the halls of Haverling and witness the positive attitude, work ethic, and selfless disposition of our young men and women. Even though life in this world seems to be speeding up and changing daily, and even though life has dealt this class with an unfair hand, it is easy to see that the class of 2020 has the same values that has made Haverling successful for many years. Graduates, for the last 3 months, we have missed you. We so wish it could have been different for you. However, as you go on to the next phase of your lives, I am certain that this experience will make you better in the long run. Soon, your class will soon be separated by many miles, but will always be together in spirit. As your dreams come true, and as you become successful in this world, live your life to the fullest, but never forget your roots. Never forget how the foundation for success was laid at home by your parents and loved ones, and never forget the impact that Haverling has had on you. Continue to walk with integrity, even if you are alone. Continue to give back to your community, whether in Bath, New York, or elsewhere. I hope in Bath, because we need you. And continue being you, and never forget where you came from, this place called Haverling. Good luck as you enter the next phases of your lives, and don't forget to stop by periodically and share your stories of success. We will surely miss you. Thank you.
You're listening to the virtual graduation of Haverling High School. Our ceremony continues with the valedictorian speech featuring Sam Arntz. Sam had an impressive 99.40 grade point average. He was active in the district's music program, a member of the Academic All-Star Team, and National Honor Society. Sam was a three-sport athlete for the Rams. Now, here's the Haverling High School valedictorian for 2020, Sam Arntz.
Thank you all for joining us today. Due to our current circumstances, I know it's hard to think of anything but the sense of unrest that we all must face. The truth is, for the class of 2020, these last few months have contained the most consequential events of our relatively short lives, and it's sometimes difficult to take a step back from the here and now, but that's exactly what we're here to do today. Today, we celebrate past achievements and take a look forward to the numerous future successes that will greet us all. First, I'd like to talk a little about the history of the class of 2020. Coming in as freshmen, we had a bit of a reputation. We talked too much, and when we did talk, it was too loud. We joked around in class and got distracted easily. We didn't take our work all that seriously, and that often got us in trouble. But something that no middle school teacher can deny is we were never boring. We always brought that energy. Today, our energy is what separates us from other classes. And as we matured, that energy turned into passion. Teachers began to notice how passionate we were when learning new material or making observations. Coaches began to see how invested their athletes had become, all wanting to be the best that they possibly could. Administrators realized that our energy led to a love for this school and a desire for this school to be the best place to learn, grow, and live. Our class has produced students with a variety of strengths and interests, all ready to make an impact. We have several students attending prestigious universities to become more educated and well-rounded individuals. There are several students from our class talented and dedicated enough to pursue their athletic career at the college level. Our musicians have worked hard to better their craft and will hopefully continue to spread the gift of music through their communities. We have students with a strong sense of duty, patriotism, and sacrifice, willing to join the armed forces to help protect our country. And we have skilled and capable individuals ready to immediately make an impact on their community by becoming valued members of the workforce. And for those of us who don't have it all quite figured out yet, I have the utmost confidence that you will find success in whatever you pursue. Along with being passionate, our class is strong. The fact that we completed our final and arguably most rigorous year of high school while adapting to the changes brought upon us by the COVID-19 pandemic speaks to the collective resilience of our class. I'm sure we all remember that class meeting on Friday, March 13th, the one where we learned the class trip and senior play could no longer occur due to coronavirus concerns. I was crushed, as well as many of you, I'm sure. I thought to myself, those are memories I won't have. That's something I simply won't get to experience. Months later, that still holds true. We didn't get to experience opening night of the senior play. We didn't get to go to Florida with our classmates. And even now, we don't get to experience a quote-unquote normal graduation. But what I didn't realize 3 months ago is the number of memories I would gain. These months away from school have given many of us more time with our family and more time to focus on what really matters. I've heard stories of my classmates picking up new hobbies or finally having time to read that book or watch that show. And personally, my favorite new memory is how a community came together to support such a talented and dedicated group of students to help give each one of us a sense of recognition and help bring us the closure that we deserve. To our administration, I thank you for working with our devoted class advisors, Mrs. Dixon and Mrs. Orfanides, along with our student government to bring us this graduation experience. To parents and community members, thank you for making us seniors feel accomplished and special. And to my fellow graduates of the class of 2020, thank you for all the memories which we will share for the rest of our lives. We came, we saw, we graduated. Thank you.
We continue the Haverling Central School virtual graduation with the speech from the class salutatorian Marcus Burns. Marcus earned a 97.49 grade point average and was also a member of the Academic All-Star Team and National Honor Society. He participated in cross country and track, along with being a member of several school organizations. Marcus has won many awards, including the Embry-Riddle Presidential Scholarship. He will be attending Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. He hopes to become a U.S. fighter pilot. Now, here is Haverling's 2020 salutatorian, Marcus Burns.
I'd like to give a speech about how awesome I am and how you should be more like me. But given the time that we're in and the scary situations that we've been facing, I'd like to tell the story of Horatio Spafford and how you should be more like him. Horatio was a lawyer in the 19th century, leading a happy life with five healthy kids and a wife. But following a series of disasters, I can confidently say that he knew what it was like to lose. Horatio first lost a fortune in the Great Chicago Fire, which had consumed about 300 lives and hundreds of millions of dollars in infrastructure. Then, Horatio lost his one and only son to scarlet fever. Not too long after that, his four daughters died in a shipwreck on their way to vacation in Europe. His wife miraculously survived that horrible incident, so Horatio got on the next ship to Europe to meet her. As he passed over the spot of the fatal shipwreck, You wrote the most profound words I think I've ever heard. You said, when peace, like a river, attended my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Wow. How can hope like this exist? How can a mere man go through such pain and say that it is well with his soul? Well, the short answer is that he had a hope greater than his pain. I know many of you today are feeling overwhelmed, like there's nothing left to hope for. But I tell you today, just put your hope in the very thing that kept Horatio from drowning in his own sorrow. In saying, thou hast taught me, Horatio acknowledges the one who is truly responsible for the hope that he had, which is the Lord, the God of the Bible. This is the same one that holds the earth in the palm of his hand, the one that brings forth the constellations in their season, the one that gives orders to the morning and shows the dawn its place. This is the one that I hope in as we go off into the unknown. Whether it be college, trade school, the workforce, or the military, know that God is there and that he waits for you. Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. It's John 14:27. So be like Horatio and choose to have hope, especially now. Thank you.
You're listening to the virtual graduation of Heverling Central School on WVIN and WABH. The class of 2020 is made up of 120 seniors. It's time now to recognize them.
Hi, this is Taylor Stone. I am the class secretary of Bath Heverling, and I will be reading the 2020 graduates. Cheyenne T. Abiel. Caden H. Adams. Samuel Evans Arndt. Devin Axtell. Cheyenne Chelsea Rose Beam. Trinity M. Beebe. Sarah Elizabeth Berg. Caleb Best. Angela Danielle Byler. Thomas M. Binkowski. Roland J. Brewer. Matthew Brown. Nicholas J. Brusso. Marcus R. Burns. Brent A. Campbell. Gage M. Campbell. Savannah K. Chase. Marshall F. Chandler. Byron R. Clark. Brianna N. Conklin. Isaiah Lee Griffin. Derek C. Coots. Tanner F. Crossett. Devin Cunningham. Bradley Joseph Davis. Jordan M. Dietz. David J. Delio. Summer Ray Deming. Spencer F. Dixon. Olivia D. Dodds. Brittany S. Dominic. Heaven Dowdle. Jessica R. Dowdle. Caleb C. Drake. Marie Langstrand Endel. Taylor I. Edwards. Jaden R. Flint. Christopher Francis. Cordell S. Galvin. Lydia M. Gauss. Caitlin E. Gleason. Emma K. Gresham. Wyatt C. Hammond. Drake B. Hance. Nolan R. Harold. Blake W. Hawk. Damon Herrick. Dalton M. Hillman. Frankie Lynn Hode. Mason T. Hode. Guy T. House. Micaiah I. Howard. Connor D. Hutches. Autumn John. Marlene A. John. Dakota J. Johnson. Devin M. Joseph. Jillian Wednesday Keough. Michael Kelly Robert Keough. Camden R. Knowles. Drew P. Knowles. Timothy A. Lampfear. Damian Trevor Levins. Jagger S. Lee. Kristen Jessica Luberg. Lindsay A. Machuga. Devontae Manning. Justin Cole Marshall. David Michael Martin. Colin R. McKinley. Darnell T. Metis. Haley Ann Miller. Camden J. Muller. Tyler M. Murray. Kylie E. Obrachta. Colin J. O'Neill. Sophia Pearl Orphanidis. Austin Cole Palmer. Emily Paige Palmer. Bradley A. Pendle. Elizabeth Ann Personius. Adam L. Pickering. Isaiah H. Potter. Austin J. Putman. Johnny G. Ray. Katrina M. Rechtenwald. Marissa N. Reynolds. Theodore J. Robbins. Morgan Paige Rumsey. Cole M. Russell. Rashawn A. Sabins. Madison R. Saltzman. Tyler D. Schmidt. Austin E. Sager. Paige Leanne Sin. Garrett Daniel Sliwa. Alexandria Ray Smith. Isaac Squire. Taylor Marie Stone. Ivan J. Stratton. Jeremiah Lee Todd. Christopher Van Fleet. Dominic H. Vantrese. Hannah Marie Vaughn. Elizabeth Jane Veely. Celeste Aaron Vogt. Christiana Lynn Wadley. Cameron J. Waldo. Bailey Marie Walker. Tia Ruth Walker. Jordan Lucinda Walters. Alexander M. Ward. Braden P. Webster. Edward Ashton Wheaton. Megan M. White. Abigail Winslow. Israel A. Wood. Nathan R. Yale. Shelby Marie York.
This concludes tonight's virtual graduation for Haverling High School from your hometown radio stations WVIN and WABH. Tomorrow night at 6, it's the virtual graduation for Hammondsport Central School. This evening's program has been brought to you with best wishes to all graduates by Serview Federal Credit Union, Dave's Colonial Motors, the Fagans family at Fagans Funeral Home, Joel's Auto Haven, the Village Pharmacy, Southern Tier Provisions, Van Scoter's Florist.